Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're on Kuf Yud Gimel by the Mishnah, about five lines from the top. Koshrin Dali, Bepaskia, you're allowed to tie a bucket with a paskia, which is some kind of girdle, Avolo Bechevel, not with a rope. Why not? Why yeah? Why not? We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Mater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can use a rope. It's not a problem. Klal Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama, any Kesher that is not permanent, ain chayav and love, you're not chayav. Now, chevel demai, what kind of rope are we talking about? That this Mishnah says, what's the paskia? E lema chevel de alma, if you say it's a regular rope, Rabbi Yehuda matir? Rabbi Yehuda says that's not a problem. Kesher shel kayamahu, that's a permanent knot. You're going to tie the bucket to the rope for the well. You leave it there for the next 100 years. So how come he said it's mutter? Ele must be chevel de gardi. It's a rope from a weaver, which is just a temporary thing, some specialty item. Well, I have no choice. I got to water down for the baby. I have no choice. I have to use this rope, but I'm going to untie it. Then lememra derabanan savri de gazrinan chevel de gardi atu chevel de alma. So obviously the rabbanan say you can't do that. Why not? They hold this gzeira. Fancy rope, atu, regular rope. Then Rabbi Huda Savra Logas Vidan, and Rabbi Huda says that we don't make such a gzera. Right? Is that possible? Viraminhu. But we have a brisa that says like this, Chevel Dli, the rope of a bucket, Shenifsak, that are ripped, Lo Yihye Koshro, you should not tie it, Ella, rather, Onvo, make a bow. Rabbi Huda Omer, Korechal of Punda, you wrap around it, what's Punda?
A hollow belt.
Opaskia or a girdle. Ubulvajalayan. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and he says there's a gzera, a bow, atu, a regular knot. And the Rabbanan say, it's not a problem. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanan are the ones who make a gzera. And the Rabbi Huda says, don't worry about anything. And here in the Brass, it's the exact reverse. Kasha de Behuda, de Behuda, Kasha de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, de Rabbanan, lo Kasha. It's not a problem. Why? Chevel bechevel michlef. People will mix up different ropes. I don't know what kind of rope I'm using. My wife said this is her. I don't know that. That's a valid gzeira. Aniva bekshira lo mechalfe. To mix up the different kind, that's not going to, no one's going to make that mistake. Aniva's mutter. And Kshira's Aser. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lokasha. He's also not a problem. Hasam, lo mishum de mechalta aniva b'kshira. The reason why he said you can't tie a bow is not because it's a gzera aniva. That's not the reason. Ella aniva gufa kshirahi. A bow is kshira. That's why he was machmer. But it is kshira.
We don't hold
like that. We hold a bow as mutter. The only question that we have is a bow and a knot together. In other words, what happens? You tie a bow for the kids, then you want to give it strength. You tie it again. That's not another bow. It's a knot on top of a bow. What's the story with that? So that, the Rama says it's usher. I believe he says it's usher. The Beis Yosef says it's usher. The Rama paskins that it's mumekel. But Mishnah Berurah says, only makel if it's going to be undone that day, right? Right. Okay. Amar of Abba, Amar of Chiyah Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Mevi Adam Chevel Mitoch Beitzo. You can go get a rope from your house. V'kosher Bapara U'Be'evus. And you can tie one end to the cow and one end to the trough. Not a problem. Okay? Eser Ravacha Aricha, so Ravacha, the tall one, asked, to who Ravacha Bar Papa, that's also Ravacha, same person, the Rabbi Abba, according to Rabbi Abba, Chevel Sheb Eivus Kosher Bapara, Vesher Bapara Kosher Eivus, if it's already tied to the cow, you can tie it to the trough, if it's already tied to the trough, you can tie it to the cow, Bavachel Yavi Chevel Mitoch Beitzel V'Yakshir Bapara Eivus, as long as you don't tie one rope to both ends on Shabbos, right? Which is exactly what he said you're allowed to do. the Gemara answers, no, no, no. Hasab, when is it asur chevel d'alma, when you're using a regular rope? Has hacha, when is it mutter bechevel d'gardi, when you're using the rope of a weaver? Why? Because it's a specialty item, so you're going to undo it. Amvud Amar Shmuel, kli kivai, the kalim of a weaver, mutter l'talatalim b'Shabbos. It's mutter to move them on Shabbos. Boimine, me Rav Yehuda, kovet ha'elyon v'kovet ha'tachtum au. What about the upper beam of the loom and the lower beam of the loom? Can those be moved? In v'lav rafye biyade. Yes and no, he was going back and forth. He wasn't sure, he was wavering back and forth about that. Itmar, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, kol kivay mutal tatlan b'Shabbos. All weaver's utensils can be moved on Shabbos. Afilu kovet ha'elyon v'kovet ha'tachtum. Even the kovet ha'elyon and the kovet ha'tachtum, avalois ha'amudim, not the posts. What are the posts? I would think the posts are, you have a loom, so you have two, the ends, they keep it in place. And in between, they have the whole loom. Rashi says, first, hamudim, Rashi quotes a French word, then he says, osam hamenukavos, the holes, the sha'arugin behemanashim, that the women sew, says the Chazon Ish. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. I don't know what that means. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Amalei Raveler of Nachman, my shna amudim delo. Why can't you move the posts? Ilema deka avid gumos. If you tell me, well, when you remove the post, there's gonna be a hole there in the ground, and therefore you're making a ginala do that on Shabbos. You'll make a hole. Well, gumos memela kahavin. That happened by itself, right? It's a psik resha.
Is it for sure psik resha?
Mm-hmm. So the Rashi explains elsewhere that it's a psik resha, true, but it's makalkal. You don't want that hole there. Your wife is going to say, what's this hole doing in my living room? Right? You don't want that there. So there's no such rule, there's no such thing as psik resha by makalkal, which is interesting.
Yeah, but what happens in, like, in the backyard?
So that,
the same thing.
Didnan, because we learned. Tomein halefes, you're allowed to bury a turnip. Utsinonos, or radish, tachas hagefen, underneath a vine, right? You're not allowed to plant anything together with grapes. That's an iser. Here, you didn't plant it together with grapes. You're just storing it next to the grapes. It's already ripe. So is that a problem of like, so if you do that, so im, mixas, olav, megulet, if some of the leaves are exposed, in other words, it's clear. You're not replanting this. It's just there for storage. So then, ain't a choshesh, it's not a problem. Lo mishum klayim, it's not a klayim problem. Lo mishum shvit, you can even do this during Shemitah. And lo mishum maizer, you don't have to give maizer again. You're not replanting it. And v'nitalim b'Shabbos. And you can move it on Shabbos. Aye, when you move it, it makes a hole. The answer is, so what? Right? So the Gemara says, so what do you see from this? That making a hole is not a problem. So he goes, no, basade, in the field, who cares if you made a hole? No one cares. Since no one cares, it's okay. Hacha, but in your house, babayis, you don't want that hole there. And therefore, that's the problem. That when you move the bone, when you move the beam,
but I'm worried that you're gonna, making the holes, we're worried more that you're going to fill it.
Maybe you're going
to
fill it, but the problem is the hole. I in the field, not a field, not a problem. Who cares in a field? In your house, it might come to be a problem. Therefore, don't move it, because by you moving it, you're going to make a hole.
It seems like you're not worried so much about the hole, you're worried more about you're going to be botched.
Okay. Now, boy minei Rabbi Yochanan bar Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, kli kivai, these utensils of the weaver, kovet kagon, Kovet elyon v'kovet ha'tachton, ma'al italtalon b'Shabbos, can you move them on Shabbos? Amalei, ein metaltalon, you cannot. Matam, what's the reason? Lefisha ein italtalon, because they're never moved. What are you moving them for? They're never going to move. You don't walk into a factory and start meddling with the machinery. What are you doing? So for sure you can't do that on Shabbos. Okay, next. The next Mishnah starts off about folding clothing. What's this doing here? So Tosfos Yontif says, well, the last Mishnah, we spoke about tying the shirt of the woman and the hat. So we started talking about clothing, so we get off a little bit of tangent on clothing. So, Makalfan et Akilim, you're allowed to fold clothing. Afilu arba v'chamisha pa'alim, even four and five times. Umitzain es hamitos, and you can make the beds only mileli Shabbos l'Shabbos, from Friday night to Shabbos. Avolo mishabbos l'matzah Shabbos. You wake up from your nap, you can't make the bed now. Why are you making the bed Shabbos afternoon? Why are you making a bed for matzah Shabbos? That's hachana. You can't do that. Says Tosvos, second to last Tosvos, Mikan Lamadnu, from here you learn, She'osur l'kapel talisos chil beis ha-kineset, you're not allowed to fold your talis, l'fi she'hem tzaruch machar, because you need it tomorrow. Right? Why are you folding your talis? Halada. Now, what if you fold it not on the crease? So from Tosvos, it doesn't make a difference. The issue isn't the crease.
Right,
the issue is preparing.
Right?
The issue is not the crease. Think about that. The Mechaber says, you're not allowed to fold the talus, because we're going to see in a minute that the Gemara is going to say, even though the Mishnah starts off with this general statement, you're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. We're going to make that so many exceptions, it's never going to be mutter. Right? So, that's not what Tosfos said. He didn't say anything because when you maintain the
crease,
he just said it's hachana. It's hachana. A second problem would be the crease.
What's the problem with the crease?
That when you fold it on the crease, you reinforce the crease, and that's a problem of maybe the labane. It somehow it keeps the clothing better. So that's a problem. That's you shouldn't even fold. You shouldn't be able to fold your pants, which I think you're not allowed to,
right,
on the crease. Why? Because again, you keep the crease better as a problem. Right? That's not what Tosa said.
No, right.
He's talking about hachana.
Right,
you don't need it now. You don't need it for mincha.
Right.
You're not going to wear it till next week, tomorrow, or next Shabbos, or Shabbos talis. Right? So, it's interesting. The Mechaber does say that he says he can't fold talis on Shabbos. And then if you fold it not on the crease, it's okay.
Yeah, but then
Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. The better option is to not do that, because why should you rely on the Yishom if you don't have to? Right? Interesting halacha here. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mekalfen es Hakelim, you can fold your talis, fold your clothing, Umatzian es Hamitos, and you can even make the beds, Miyom HaKippurim uShabbos. If Shabbos falls out on a Sunday, then you can even do this on Yom Kippur, which is a Shabbos. No, I'm sorry. Yom Kippur is on a Friday. Yom Kippur is on a Friday. So you're doing it for Shabbos. Hi, how could you do that? On Yom Kippur, I'm going to make my beds for Shabbos. The answer is, Shabbos is more conducive than Yom Kippur. So yeah, you could do it. No problem. And also, the Chelvei Shabbos and the Chal...
Isn't it like preparing for one day?
But they go back to back. We don't have this today. It's impossible for Yom Kippur to be on a Friday. But in those days, it was possible. So you could do it Friday afternoon, Yom Kippur afternoon. It's a funny kind of Yom Kippur, but okay, such a thing, you could do it. And not only that, the Chelvei Shabbos and the Chelev of Shabbos crave in Yom HaKippurim. You could even burn them on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Sunday. So Matzah Shabbos, you can burn the fats for Shabbos on Yom Kippur, on Matzah Shabbos. Why? Again, Shabbos is better than Shabbos is more Kodesh than Yom Kippur. Avolol Shal Yom Kippur B'Shabbos. All the way around, you can't do it. Right? Rabbi Akiva Omer, you can't do either one, like what you wanted to say. Lo shel Shabbos krevim yom kippurim, lo shel yom kippurim krevim b'Shabbos. They're both no good. Okay? Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, lo shanu ela ba'adam echad. That's only true. What's only true? That you're allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos. Listen to all these conditions. It's never going to be mutter. It's only true if it's one person. Havo shnei b'ni adam lo. Two people, no. Adam echad nami lo mar and ela b'chadashim. You can only fold it if it's new. I will be yishenim low, but if it's old, you cannot. Right? Okay. The chedashim nami lo mar elbul levenim, and even if it's new, only if it's white. I will be tzavonim low, but if it's colored, you cannot. The lo mar and elishen lo hachlif. That's only true if you have no other clothing to wear. If you have other clothing to wear, no heter. So basically, there's no heter. Right? And Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, V'lanu and us, Sheyesh lanu lahachlif, we have other clothing to wear, Osir, it's Osir. Umistap agree, the Riyaz Asafik, E. Kari Yeshlo Lahachlif, Kisha Ein Lo Yafa Kazet. Is it cold? You have another clothing to wear where it's not as nice. Right? The Mishnah Berurah has a Safek. What if the other beged you have is not a Shabbos beged? It's a weekday pants. So what's better? To wear the Shabbos pants that are not that are creased, no good. I mean they're you know all messed up, or to wear the weekday pants, which are nice looking, right? So he says if the only pants you have are weekday pants, Mr. Brewer says, that's as if you don't have any other. You wear weekday pants on Shabbos? Therefore, you would be allowed to fold your Shabbos clothing, assuming that they're white. So if you wear white pants, right, if you're an ice cream man and you wear white, right, look at all these conditions, right? And it's new. Tana shel beitz avrin gamliel, lohayim makafin kli lavan shalahen. They would not fold white clothing. Lafi shahayilahen lahachlif. They had other clothing to wear. Om Rav Huna, im yesh lo lahachlif yachlif. If you have other clothing to wear, wear it. V'imein lo lahachlif, yishal shel begadav. If you don't have any other clothing to wear, then you should make your clothing a little longer. Somehow there was some kind of custom about making the clothes. They would let down the clothing a little bit. During the week, they wouldn't do that. And on Shabbos, I think the article says they would be in the fields a lot, so their clothing would be hemmed up, so they shouldn't get all dirty. On Shabbos, they would let them down. That's the best option you have. You have nothing else to do, you do that. Maskefor of Safra, for Metzchadze Kirmutz Rucha, but you're looking like a big show off. Yeah. So the Gemara says, well, Kivan to call Yom Aloka, Avid, since every day you don't do that, for Idna, and now, Kavid, you do that. La mitzchazik kir musrucha. You won't look like a show off. Okay. Now, it says in the Navi, v'chibadato me'asos derechecha, and you should honor from doing my ways. What does that mean? V'chibadato. What does that mean? You should honor. Shloihei abushcha shal Shabbos kimal abushcha shal chol. That you shouldn't have the same clothing for Shabbos as you have for the weekdays. You should have separate clothing. Separate Shabbos clothing, which I think most people try to do. What about shoes? So most hold there's no Indian having special Shabbos shoes. Even though everyone does, there's no Indian. There is a halacha that you should have Shabbos clothing. Right? Does it apply to shoes? No. They say you should clean your shoes. Okay, whatever. V'chihad the Rabbi Yochanan kari lemane mechubudosai. He would call his clothing his honor. So you see that honor and clothing go hand in hand. What does that mean? That you're walking on Shabbos should be different. What does that mean? We'll see. Mimotzei chavtecha. Right? What does that mean? Mimotzei chavtecha. Right? From finding out your desires. Cheftecha asurin. Your desires are asur. Chefse shemayim mutarin. But chefse shemayim is mutar. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Last Rashi. Kigon, poskim tzedakah. Giving tzedakah. We could talk about that. Which tzedakahs we're going to give to. Right? Maybe which Chinese auction we're going to participate in. That's okay. U'mashad kanal tinokos la'aret. You're busy with tzeduchim on Shabbos. That you can do. V'daber davar, back into the Gemara, and speaking, Shloihei diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal chol. Your Shabbos talking should be different. Says Rashi, kigon mekach u'memkar, such as business, v'cheshbonos. Really cheshbonos, all your payments, all your cheshbonos. Right? Says Tosfos, isn't that the exact same thing as mochav secha? Same thing, no?
Yes.
Pirish bekuntris. Kigon mekach u'memkar. V'ein niru Rabbeinu Tam. Dokvar nafka. Mimot. Heard that. Right? Listen to this. El amr Rabbeinu Tam. Kedam Rabbi Vayikor Rabba. Rabbi Shimon ben Nechai hava le'ima safta. There was an old lady. A lady, a safta. That havis mishtoi sagi. She was speaking a lot. Amallah. Ima. Shabsahu. Shabbos today. Shaska, she quieted down. Mashma, she ain't kol kach ledaber b'Shabbos kemo b'chol. Shouldn't talk so much on Shabbos. Even if it's about shiduchim. Even if it's about mutter things. You hear that? That's what it means. Forget talking things that are about business. That's obvious you can't do that on Shabbos. We learned that already. What's Dabar Dabar? Be a little quiet on Shabbos. Rabbi Yerushalmi Amrinan, B'torach Yitirush Eilu Shalom B'Shabbos. With a big tircha they mattered saying good Shabbos. It was a huge tircha to matter. A huge tircha to matter saying good Shabbos? To wish somebody greetings on Shabbos? A big tircha? Fascinating Tosfos. The Ramban gets a third pshat. He says it means that you shouldn't daven for tzrachim, private tzrachim on Shabbos. Right? It's a third pshat. And the Marshat says that the pasuk in Tehillim that says, B'dvar Hashem, with the words of Hashem, Shamayim nasu, the Shamayim was made, Uveruach piv, and with his mouth, Kol Tzva'am, all the hosts, all the stars, everything was made. So you see that Dibur alone was part of the creation of the world. How did Hashem create the world? He sat there with in a workshop and made trees. No, he didn't do that. How did Hashem create the world? He spoke. And so what do you see? That speech is connected to creation. And you shouldn't do that on Shabbos so much. It's a beautiful vart. It's a beautiful hashkafa vart. Right? What Shabbos is all about. Right? It's not a time to be a yenta. It's not what it's about. Right? Yeah, you want to talk about shaduchim and good things and tzedakah. It's all good, wonderful. You shouldn't, that's better than business. And that's better than certainly things of lashon hara, whatever. It goes without saying. What, right? It's an interesting hashkafa point here about Shabbos. Okay. Back to the Gemara, second line. Dibur asr, speech is asr. Hear her mutter. But thinking about things on Shabbos, that we can't stop you. You're allowed, it's mutter. Right? There are things that you're not allowed to think about avodah zarah. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to think about someone else's wife. Right? Here, it's mutter. Right? Okay. Now, Bishloma kul lechayi. I understand all these things that we just learned, except for one. What does it mean? Ela shelo yehiluchucha shel Shabbos kiluchucha shel Chol. My he. What does that mean? You can't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week. What does that mean? Yeah. So kihad amar Rav Huna amar Rav amrila amar Rav Abba amar Rav Huna. Hayimahalech b'Shabbos. You're walking on Shabbos. You pogah ba'amas hamayim. You come to a puddle. Im yachalah niachas bragel rishana kodesh shadakar shniya mutter. If you can walk over the puddle, that's good. V'yam lav asr. And if not, it's asr. What's the alternative? To jump? Well, you're going to jump on Shabbos. So maska flo rava, hey chiliyavid. What are you supposed to do now? Lekev, go around it? So kamafesh behilucha. And take an extra half hour to walk around this puddle? That's better?
No, so he's overdoing.
That's a huge tirch on Shabbos. So liyaver, what do you want to do? Walk through? Zimnin sometimes. The mistafs on money, maya. Your clothing are going to get soaking. Vasil de schita. You'll come to wring it out. Can't do that either. Ella, baha, kivin de lo efsher, shopper dummy. You have no choice. Of course you'll have to jump over that puddle. How are you going to get to the shear? There's no other way. That can't be what it means. Ella, kidabai mine rav, mir vishmal, brev yosi. Mao lipso psi agasa b'shabbos. Can you walk with very large, like haughty steps on Shabbos? That's the question. Can you do that during the week? Shani Omer, Tiagasa, if you do that, Natalis Echa Mechamesh Meos Meir Enov Shal Adam. That it takes away 1/500th of your eyesight if you walk like that. Umahadale Bikidusha Debe Shimshe. And it's restored with Kiddush on Friday night. What does that mean? There are four pshatim what that means. But whatever it means, we'll see in a minute. On Shabbos, if you walk like that, there's no way to restore it. During the week, we can restore it with Kiddush Friday night. On Shabbos, there's no way to restore it. Okay?
Yeah, but even if you do it during the weekday, so doesn't the Kiddush help you?
The Kiddush helps you only for the weekdays. It doesn't help you for Shabbos. So therefore, don't do that on Shabbos because you can't get restored. What does that mean to get restored? Rashi says, the third skinny line in Rashi, Hashoseh miyayin shel Kiddush b'leil Shabbosos. Very practical. You drink the wine on Friday night. That restores your eyesight that you lost by having a psiagasa. That's the first pshat. The Ritva says, no, you put the wine on your eyes. That restores your eyesight. Some kind of refuah, and it's not a refuah based on teva, so you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that's what it means. The Meiri says it doesn't mean any of this. What it means is that you just celebrate Shabbos. You hold Shabbos special to you. And Kiddush is one example of that. Nothing hokey, nothing particular, just a special enjoying Shabbos, that's what it is. And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe brings a Maharil that before you make Kiddush, you should look at the candles. Why? Because there are a minimum of two candles. Ner is Gematria 250. 250 plus 250 is 500. And that restores the 1/500th that you lost from being haughty. Okay? Those are the four Pshatim. Boimene Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Mal le'echel adama b'Shabbos. Can you eat earth on Shabbos? Some kind of earth has some kind of medicinal properties. Can you do that on Shabbos? Amalei chi b'chol mitu. You can do that during the week. Shani Omer, I say, af b'chol aser. You can't even do it during the week. Mibnei shehu malake, because it hurts you. Now, every medicine, almost every medicine, has a side effect. Right? The good ones, anyway, for serious problems. You know, if you have a cold, there's no side effects. For serious problems, the side effects. But we must say that the benefit outweighs the side effects. So maybe over here, we don't say that. In other words, the malakia, the harm, outweighs the medicine. So therefore, he says, Aser. Amar v'ami kol ochel afar mi shel bavel. If you eat the afar of bavel, ki'ilu ochel mi basar avosav. It's as if you ate the flesh of your forefathers. Why? What does that mean? Rashi says, Shemesu Sham Begola. They died there in the Gulf. They died there in Babel. They buried over here in the middle of the street. You eat that offer, you're eating your grandfather. What about the Mesi Hamabel that are also all in Babel? So the Marsha said, they're not your fathers. They're not your fathers. Right? V'yesh Amim Ki'ilu Ocha Shkatsim V'Ramasim. It's as if you ate Shkatsim V'Ramasim. To see like it says, V'yimeches Kol Hayikum. And the pasuk continues, and the Shkatzim also died. So, Amar Rish Lakish, Lama Nikra Shema Shinar, why is Bavel called Shinar? Shekal Mesi Mabel Nin Arusham, because Lasham, all the Mesi Mabel were sent there, were stirred there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shema Metula, why is Bavel called Metula? Shekal Mesi Mabel Nitztalu Lasham, they were all sunk over there. Right, we say this week's parsha in the Av Yashir. Tzalalu Ka'oferes. What's Tzalalu? They sunk. It's as if you ate bugs. But didn't they disintegrate by now? Right? I ate that. Eating the marble, that's 3,000 years ago. It's all gone by now. Yeah, Amri, given the Malaki, Gazer Berabanan. Right, but like we said before, since it harms you, we don't want you to eat it. Hogarva, there was this guy. Dachal Gagishta, he ate some earth. Dachal Tichli ate cress. And somehow it grew in his heart and he died.
Yeah, we always say this
crest,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
No good.
Then it says by Rus, that she washed, she anointed herself, and she put on her clothing. Amar Belazar, Elu Bigodim Shal Shabbos. She put on her Shabbos clothing. And it says, Tein Lachacham V'Yachachim Od. Give wisdom to the smart, they become even more smart. So Amar Belazar, Zu Rusam Oviu Shmuel Harumasi. This is Rus and Shmuel. Why? Rus, Dilu Nami Ka'amrula, Nami told her, Barachasta Vesachta Vesamta Simlasecha Alecha, go get dressed. V'yuradat Hagorin, go down to the threshing floor and go meet Boaz. V'ilu B'didei K'siv, but what did she do? She didn't do that. What did she do? V'teirat Hagorin, she went down to the Gorin, V'hadar V'taz Kolchosher Tzivsecha Masa. Then she got dressed. Why? So Rashi explains, she's not walking in the street like she's all dressed up. Like what? She looks like a zona. Where's this woman dressed up? Where's she going? She's going to some secret meeting with some man? That looks terrible. So she went like a regular person, and then she got dressed over there. Why? Because she was very smart. With Shmuel, what about Shmuel? The Elu, Eli Ka'amarla, Eli told Shmuel. Shmuel kept saying, I'm hearing a voice. Shmuel, Eli said, it wasn't me, I was sleeping. It must be Hashem. So Eli told Shmuel, if it happens again, Shchav, go back to sleep. If it happens again that you're called, Hashem, I'm ready to listen to you. That's what you should say. What did Shmuel do? It says, Hashem, right? And Shmuel said, Davar, speak, because I'm listening. He left out Hashem's name. Why did he leave out Hashem's name? Because maybe it wasn't Hashem. Then why should he say Hashem's name for nothing? I'm ready, Hashem, I'm here. Maybe some guy played a practical joke. Maybe it wasn't Hashem. Therefore, he left it out. Why? Because he was very smart. Right? If it's Hashem, good. And if it's not, then I don't want to say Hashem's name for no reason. So he left it out. Back to Ruth, it says, Vatelech, Vatava, Vatalaki, Patsada. She went, she came, she gathered in the field. What does it mean, she went, she came? Amar Rebbe Elazar, Shehalcha Ubasa, Halcha Ubasa, she kept going back and forth, Ad Shematza B'nei Adam HaMugunam Lelech Imahem, until she found people worthy to go with. Vayomar Boaz L'Naira Hanitzav Alakotzim L'mi Naira Hazot, and Boaz said to his workers, who's this woman over here? So V'chidaka Shal Boaz L'shal B'naira, is that what Boaz, he asked that the women? Amar Belazar Davar Chachma Ra, he saw some wisdom in her, that what? Shnei Shibalim Lakta, two Shibalim she took, Shlosha Shibalim Ena Lakta, three she didn't take. Why? Because the halacha is two you're allowed to, the third you're not allowed to. So what's the chachma in that? That's the halacha. He saw she's so wise. Why? Because she followed the halacha. So why is she so wise? That's the halacha. Three doesn't belong to the ani, belongs to the owner. Right? That's the rule for leket and shikha, right? So there's two answers to this. The Rosh Majbir says, it's true, but what if it fell at different times? Like he harvested at different times, then even three she's entitled to. So she sat there with a tape measure, cheshbening, did it fall together, or did it fall separately, am I entitled? She was very busy with that, she was a big, very wise woman. That's the first shot. Second shot is, that she didn't know the halacha. She learned Hilchas Shikha, when she became a Gioris, they didn't teach her Hilchas Leket. She divined, she understood, this must be the halacha. But the owner is entitled to the whole field, because the owner is a shlemazel. Can't be like that. How did Boaz know that? She knew that. She figured that out. How did Boaz know that? That's a good question. Anyway, he saw she was very tanua. She was very modest. Omedes mu'umad. If the stalk was standing up, she stood up. No fellas, if it fell down, Miusha, she sat down. She did not bend over, because that's immodest. Then it says, v'chosid bakun im narosai. She's going to cling to her. V'chidaka shal Boaz lidbok im anashim. Is that what Boaz did? He hung out with women? Since Boaz knew the pasuk that says that Arpa kissed her mother-in-law and went back home and was clung to Naomi, Amar he said, "Shari lad bukeves." I'm allowed to cling to her also. She's part of the Jewish people. V'yomer la Boaz la'eta ochel gashi halom. He said to her, "Come over here, halom." What's halom? The word doesn't mean anything. I have to translate it in English. Come here. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. So Amar Belazar Ramez La Asida Malchus Beis David Lasas Bimecha. He was hinting to her that the Malchus Beis David is going to emerge from her. Why? It says Behalom. It says Halom because it says by David Halom. Shneamar VeYavo Hamelach David VeYeshel Lefnei Hashem VeYomer Mi Anochi Adoni Be Halom. Same word. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Mi Anochi Hashem al Hashem, Umi Beisi Ki Avitani Ad Halom. So what do you see? The Halom is by David, it's a remes to David. Then it says, Utavalta Pitzcha Bechomet, dip your bread in the vinegar. Omer Belazar, Mikan, Sha'achomet Yafel L'Sharav. That a chomet is good for a heat wave. Rishuva Nachmeni Omer, Ramaz Remez al Asid Leben, that he was hinting to her, in the future you're going to have a son. Lotzeis Mucha, it's going to come out of you, one of your descendants. Shemaisef kasha kechomet, whose actions are going to be so bad, like vinegar, so foul smelling. Umana, who's that? Menashe. It's a funny thing. They meet each other for the first time. He has to hint to her already about Menashe, the biggest rasha of all. The hint about David Melech, that's beautiful. You're going to be the mother of the kingdom of Klal Yisrael. That's fantastic. And by the way, you're also going to have some rotten guy over there. Right? Next one. Vateshev mitara kotrim. He sat next to the kotrim. Amar Belazar mitara kotrim, next to the kotrim. Below Betzalcha Kotrim, not among them. Remez Losh, see the Malchus Beis David Shetischalik. It's going to be divided, the kingdom. Again, she has to know that. Right now, she has to know it's going to be divided. Then it says Vayitzbat Balkali Betzalchal, that he gave her the grain and she ate it. And then it says Vatispa, and she was full. Vatosar, and she left over. Why do we need to know that? What do we need to know that for? She was full and she left over. Who cares? So Amar Belazar, Vatochal b'mei David, she ate, that means that it was by David, Vatispa b'mei Shlomo, it was full by Shlomo, Vatosar b'mei Chizkia, and it was left over by Chizkia. It could be Amri, Vatochal b'mei David, u'mei Shlomo, right? V'tispa b'mei Chizkia, v'tosa b'mei Rebbe. And even by Rebbe, it was still left over. What does that mean? Damar mar, anurei de Rebbe, the stable boy of Rebbe, havi'ata mishvur malka, was richer than the king of Persia. So all the sheva, all the revach, the riches, lasted even till Rebbe. But masnisatana v'tocha b'al mazeh, in this world, v'tispa l'mos ha-mashiach, and v'tosa l'asad lavo. In the world to come, which is different than Yemos HaMashiach. What the difference is, I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here and better do that, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Alright? Everybody have. You know, we'll do it in another minute. Then it says, Patachas Kvoda Yikod Yokod Ki Yikod Ish. Amr of Yochanan. Amr, 2 seconds. Amr of Yochanan, Patachas Kvodo Velo Kvodo Mamish. What does that mean? That means that all the people died. From Sancheirev, all the soldiers died. What does that mean? Yochanan Tamei, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Kari Lamani Mechvud Asai. Only they died, but the clothing stayed. There was a big fire. The clothing stayed. They died. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, the clothing is my honor. What does that mean? Why'd that happen? Oh, I skipped the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tavtachas Kvod Avlo Kvod Domamish. That the clothing didn't die. The clothing didn't get burnt. Why not? Few pshatim. Number one, they should get the clothing that's spoiled. Number two, they should see how many soldiers died. If the clothing is gone, they wake up in the morning, well, what happened over here? Some soldiers, they ran away. How many were they? Hashem left the clothing there. They should see how many soldiers there were. 180,000 soldiers. Rav Lazar Omer, tachas kvodo mamish. That means it's the same pshat. That they died, but the clothing remained. The question is how you learn it out. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Omer, no, just the opposite. Tachas kvodo kisvefas b'nei Aaron. Ma lahalon sefas neshama v'guf kayim. Afkan sefers neshama v'guf kayim. That he holds, even the guf stayed. Just the soul left. Just a bit iron. All right, now we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.